Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the heart of technology and emerge with the juiciest bits just for you. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're unpacking something super exciting from Apple, the iOS 27 extensions. It's a game changer, folks.
That's right, Jamie. Imagine being able to pick your AI assistant on your iPhone like you pick your morning coffee flavor. Apple's new extensions framework is making that possible.
So it's like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but for your iPhone?
Exactly. Users can now choose between Google's Gemini, Anthropic's Claude, or OpenAI's ChatGPT to power Siri, along with other tools like Writing Tools and Image Playground.
Hold up, Alex. This sounds like a massive shift. What's driving Apple to open up their system like this?
Great question. It's partly due to regulatory pressures. The EU's Digital Markets Act, for instance, is pushing platforms towards more openness. Also, strategically, it lets Apple sidestep criticism if Siri isn't performing well. Users can simply choose another AI.
Ah, shifting the blame. Smart move, Apple. But how will this work exactly?
It's pretty user-friendly. You just install the AI provider's app, like the Gemini app or the Claude app, and then select your preferred provider in the settings. This choice then applies system-wide, routing all relevant requests to the chosen AI model.
System-wide, so no mixing and matching. It's one AI to rule them all?
That's one way to put it, Jamie. Yes, it's a single choice that covers everything, which simplifies the user experience, but also means you need to pick an AI that's good at everything you need.
What about the voices? I mean, will Siri sound different if I pick Claude over Gemini?
Absolutely. Each AI can come with its unique voice. It's a small but impactful detail that makes the choice of AI more tangible.
That's kind of cool, like having Jarvis or Friday from Iron Man.
Yes, just less flying and more scheduling. Now, this isn't the only AI story at Apple. They've still got their own Gemini-powered Siri in the works, running behind the scenes.
Wait, so there's Siri's secret twin, and then there's the extensions? That's not confusing at all.
It does sound like a tech soap opera, doesn't it? But think of it this way. The Gemini deal is more about enhancing Siri internally, while extensions let users decide to bypass Apple's enhancements completely if they prefer another AI.
Wild stuff. But what should developers and businesses be doing right now with this news?
If you're in the AI space, the extensions framework should be your radar's big blip. You want to make sure your app can integrate smoothly with this new system, especially if you can offer unique capabilities.
Got it. So sharpen those coding skills and maybe, just maybe, your AI could be the next big Siri replacement.
That's the spirit. And for all our tech enthusiasts out there, this is your cue to start experimenting as soon as iOS 27 rolls out this fall.
That wraps up today's Tech Feast at Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives and tech tidbits. Until next time, keep your tech levels nerdy and your AI choices nerdier.